Footsteps, Chapter 80. My first interview with Mrs. Eddy took place when I went to Concord to arrange for a new carriage for her. Afterwards, I wrote down this interview, and I found that, in the course of a half hour's talk, she had answered every question on Christian Science that had been troubling me over a period of 2 years, yet I had not voiced one of them. It was finally arranged that I should supervise the building of a new carriage, according to Mrs. Eddy's suggestions. I felt led to choose a firm in Taunton by the name of Brownell and Burt to do the work. For several weeks, Mrs. Carpenter and I took the journey from Providence to Taunton early each morning and supervised every detail of the work. When the carriage was finally delivered to Mrs. Eddy, she exclaimed, "Isn't it a dandy?" Later, I had an interesting experience in connection with this carriage, which illustrated the protective sense at Pleasant View, and which was evidence of the completeness of our leader's application of Christian Science. She weighed so little that she was uncomfortable riding over rough roads in the carriage. Therefore, it was decided to make some lead weights to place in the bottom of the carriage. A member of her household went to Concord and purchased a quantity of old lead pipe. It was planned to melt these scraps in a crucible over a hot fire. Although I did not realize it, some of the segments of pipe, which were sealed at both ends, were full of water. I had just leaned my head over the crucible full of hot lead when, due to the steam generated by the water, the contents exploded. The boiling hot lead shot past my face, burying itself in the ceiling 12 feet above. I picked it out of my hair and off my clothes, and yet my eyes and face, which were but 2 feet from the hot crucible, were not touched. How I escaped injury would be a mystery to anyone but a Christian Scientist, one who knew the powerful protective thought that daily hovered over that sacred place.